The Art and Industry of Business and Living podcast, discussing conscious choices around business, money, life and living, and creating a greater future for you and the planet.
Hi everyone, welcome to The Art and Industry of Business and Living, and we're doing a double whammy today. So Brennan Watt, who I have here, who is in Texas at the moment, and I am in Prudium Beach, Queensland, and this is going on, well, wherever you're listening to it, but wherever you're listening to it, why don't you go across and check out the other podcast? Because that's the whole idea. It's like, talk about people who do no competition, like Brennan, myself, Gary, Dane, and so mine is The Art and Industry of Business and Living. If you're listening to it here, please go check out Brennan's podcast because he's so brilliant. On One Choice from Change. If you're listening to this on One Choice from Change, please come check out my podcast because I got lots of interesting peeps and have a lot of fun. So today I wanted to
Maybe we should compete with each other.
Right. Well, I do get there's something that's not competition as per this reality, but it's more like that creative competition where to me it's you get inspired.
Yeah. You and I have always done that. It's called leapfrog.
Yeah,
how do I see somebody else who is willing to create more than I am? And how do I go beyond that?
Exactly. Leapfrog. And also, what if you're leapfrogging yourself today? Because one of the things, you know, you and I have been having a few chats over the last few days, and, you know, we are in this interesting time, which is the, you know, if you've been putting your head in the sand, you don't know about it. We've got COVID-19 happening and the whole world is changing. You've got an upcoming telecall and it's called the C word. And the C word,
it's not the coronavirus.
It's not talking about cows. It's not talking about children.
It's not talking about the word you want to call your mother-in-law.
Well, I still look at your mother as my mother-in-law, and I wouldn't. She's been so awesome since I've been home. It's been great. Anyway, that's a whole other story. We're not talking about what else starts with C. We're not talking about chaos. Well, we're actually talking about all those things, and what it's included in is choice. The big C word, choice. You get to choose. There's been a whole lot of fucking funny memes and some hilarious stuff that has come out of all of this. And, you know, we're getting a lot of the, you know, different memes, et cetera. And it's been amusing me, and there's been some pretty raw stuff. And I got to say, I would actually like to address that we have choice. We've always had choice and you still have choice. And I mean, last night, you know, I text you at like my 11:30 PM or something. I was like, I'm bored. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. And you rang me, thank you. And we spoke for a while on the phone and you were helping me out because I was like, God, I've been so busy since I've been in quarantine. I've been facilitating pretty much every day. And yesterday was the last day I finished facilitating. And there was a sense of relief in my body. Like there was a relaxation that I was like, oh yeah, now I get to, you know, relax at home and create and do what I want. And then before I knew it, I was like, I mean, I even had a meeting last night and then cooked dinner, had some wine, probably had too many glasses of wine because when I have too many glasses of wine, that's when I think I go more to my head. And was like, wow, the Australian government's talking about it for 6 months. And you actually helped me a lot saying, you know, it's like, what do you want to create as your life? What do you want to be? And I'd like to talk about that.
Well, it's like one of the things I've realized with looking at, like you said, all the memes and all the stuff on social media, it's like, where are you being present in your life? And most people go, well, I'll just use humor. I'll use all these things that I can talk about right now. I'll use that as something to project myself or reject myself into the world rather than, okay, that's good, but are you being present in your life? And what I've realized for myself is to be present in your life is to look at every single part of you, to be present with all of it. And it's like what I've done and what I see a lot of people doing is it's like, well, we'll go, okay, so this part of me is right, so I'll expose this. This part of me is wrong, so I won't expose that, but I'll try and get it right at the same time. But there's always this constant state of judgment that we do rather than just go, this is me. This is who I am.
Which
good, bad, ugly, anything. And it's like, and that can be a really uncomfortable place to live from, but it's like, but it's the place you live from anyway, but you don't acknowledge it.
Yeah. And if you have not seen the movie The Greatest Showman, please watch it and play that song and dance around to your house because you've got to get your body moving as well. This is me, because it's a beautiful song and it's
yeah. The thing. And do you know what
we're talking about?
They did a video of her doing the outtake of that, like when she first sang that song. And I was like, and she got up there to the microphone and she was like, and they were doing the rehearsals for it. And she was like, how do I sing that? What do I do? There was so much doubt in her world. And she got up to that thing and she committed to herself and she went, this is me. And from that day forward, it's like to watch her life grow has been like, and the inspiration in it where she just went, this is me. I'm here. I'm doing this. I don't care what anybody else thinks about me. I'm going to care about me. And I was like, oh, you go, girl.
And let me give you a little bit more information to go with that, Brandon, and everyone out there. You know, she wasn't meant to be in the movie. She was only meant to sing that song to show them what it could be like. And after they heard her sing it, they went, you have to be in the movie.
Oh, she's such a gift, though.
I know. You're going to make me cry. We are all a gift.
Yeah. So what gift have you decided that you are not, that you can't expose because you've decided you're not a gift when you are one?
And everything at that is where you destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, meons. I mean, what I've noticed with myself is it's like, you say, whoa, I'm a gift. And you go, oh, yeah, I'm a gift. I'm great. I'm amazing. But it's like, where are you not acknowledging that in you?
Yeah. And, you know, the other day I had, you know, I've been doing the facilitator training with you, Gary and Dane, and then the Joy Business facilitator training. And someone sent me a message and they said, God, Simone, you look so amazing. You're so regal. You look like a queen. Now, that is not the first time I've been referred to as, like, you know, a queen bee, the queen. And I actually sat with it and went, okay, I'm going to look at this energy because I am a major contributor to Access Consciousness. And yes, I am a female. And I've always brushed off what people have acknowledged, how they've acknowledged me. Well, a lot, not always, but a lot. I am more inclined to receive their judgment. Somewhere I'm more comfortable receiving the judgment rather than the acknowledgement of the greatness of me, of the gift of me, of the difference of me, of the inspiration that I am. And I sat with it on my couch for a while just going, okay, Simone, what if you actually looked at the energy of this and could be more of this? Because you just look at yourself and you go, well, I'm just being me. And I think somewhere that's a sort of like a pass off of I'm just being me. You got to acknowledge you don't have to. You don't have to do anything. But what Brenda and I would like to invite you to is I get now more than ever is really the time to be present with what's going on and look at what you are choosing in your life that is distracting you from you and what you could be choosing and what is available and where you have not been willing to, you know, perceive you as the gift. So that you can even turn it up even more. It's like, what else? Like, what else is possible?
Yeah. And that's that. What else is possible? You have to be in that question right now. What else can I choose? What else can I create from the place of, okay, if everything I've chosen in the past before was not relevant right now, what would I choose?
And everything that is and everything, it doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive it, but you destroy and create it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and popcorn, unsure, suppose, meons.
And will you destroy and uncreate everything that you've defined yourself as today and everything you defined yourself as that you were yesterday and your whole entire life as you knew it? Destroy and uncreate all of the points of view, the limitations, conclusions, judgments, positive and negative, and all of it. And wipe that slate clean, easy for me to say, and let's find out what else is possible for all of us. And everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pocket, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Well, it is from that place of having a clean slate. If you had no past, what would you create your future as?
Yeah, and how many of you are looking at the past to create your future? And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, kids and kings and queens, but the world has changed. The world has changed. So what are we going to choose now? We get to create the future. So what are you going to choose today? And I just want to reiterate too, it's not like we're going, yay, we've got this nailed. We're getting this right. Absolutely fucking not. It's like I have more joy and more happy in my world than most. And yet last night I was really like, holy shit. And it's like, and we have some amazing access consciousness tools to use, and we'll give you some of them today too, some questions that you can use. And I still had to call a friend. And what I'm noticing is how many of you are creating separation with people rather than allowing all, like Brendan was saying, allowing all of those walls to come tumbling down and be in that place that this is me, and reach out and just say, hey, you know what? Can I chat? Call a friend.
Well, like, yeah.
Include people in your life.
And there's also a sense of like the thing that most people, what I've seen, is joy doesn't come from that place where you're actually willing to look for yourself. We go, oh, that's too uncomfortable. Yeah, but what have you decided is joyful that isn't? And what now can you choose for you? I want to do some practical things right now. What if you went and looked in the mirror for 1 minute? And looked at yourself and went, okay, what am I grateful for about me right now? And actually looked at those places of you that you're not willing to look at or haven't been willing to look at. And look at yourself in the mirror and go, okay, all the judgment, pock and pod. All of the wrongness, pock and pod. All of the separation that you've decided you need to have in order to create the image that you've decided you need to be, pock and pod. What if you actually looked in the mirror and went, oh, there I am. Hi, me. Hi, you. From that place, though, of connection with yourself.
And your body.
And your body. Oh, sweet body.
I know, sweet, sweet, sweet body. It's sort of like we're on this, you know, are you going to jump and fly or are you going to go and complain and be like everybody else and buy into this reality or create a different reality? Because I know I've been being way more present with my body than I've ever been before. I know your sister Sarah is as well, Brendan. It's like we're... not just about getting our fitness on. It's like, I mean, yesterday I worked out with your sister and then she just said, do you want to do another round? We had this little circuit thing with weights and everything. And I looked at her and I went, no, I don't actually. My body's done for today. I'm just going to go for a little jog and that's it. And Amanda, who is one of our massage therapists, she went, wow, you've changed, Simone. Because usually I would work myself till I was really sore. And I went, I'm in this for the long haul. I actually really would like to listen to my body, and my body was lift another weight.
That's yeah. And let's talk about that with the C word. It's like I remember being with Dane once in a shop, and he goes, this is not a sprint, this is a marathon. And yeah. I was looking at buying clothes, and the way that I'd chosen my life was get everything done today. What do I need to get done today? All of it. I need to get everything done today. But it's like choosing from that place of, okay, so what choice do I have now that's going to create something different in the future? And if you look at your life like that and go, okay, so it's a long game. We have a lot of days. not just today. So what choice am I making today that's creating something in a future that I haven't perceived yet, haven't recognized yet, but I'm creating based on the choices I'm willing to make today?
Everything at that is times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and meals. It's a different way to create your future. If you looked at it, when every choice I'm making right now is not only creating what I'm choosing, it's creating something into my future. So what am I creating in my future that I'm choosing right now that I'm not looking at because I don't want to see my future?
That is just such a huge question, Brendan. And I, you know, if you're listening to this, it's like, please listen to that again. Because each choice you make today creates your future. So what future? Come on the C word. I mean, that's why we're doing this podcast, so you actually know about it. Yeah, we're doing direct promo here. And it's like, go on the C word. There's going to be the link, etc. You can go to brendanwatt.com, and it's BrendanWatt.com. Brendan. Yeah. One of the things I wanted to add to that too is looking at your future is when I was talking to you last night, like I've always been okay on my own. I was one of those people who, you know, I'd love to go to the movies on my own. It's like, I'm not, you know, I don't usually go to a restaurant on my own, but I can do it. It's like, I can travel alone. I can do a lot of things on my own. I've never had a problem with that. I've never needed to have someone. Now, somewhere what I realized last night was I had also created that as a definition, which was creating a limitation and a conclusion rather than being in question. And last night I was sitting at home, and then when I, you know, I was watching, you know, TV and random shit, like just flicking the channel, not even a good movie, you know, and drinking wine. And then I was like, oh. And I text you. I thought you might be awake in the morning in Texas, and you rang me, so I'm really grateful. But what I was looking at was, oh, maybe I'd be better off if I had someone else living here. And every time I indulge in that, I go, oh, that would drive me crazy. And then you said to me, you said, yes, but would that be a distraction? And what I realized was how quick that we try and put something in our lives so that it will distract us from us. And you gave me that information last night, Brendan, and after that, I went to bed, and then this morning I woke up, and luckily I lay in bed and listened to Dane Heer's Be Different, Stay Weird, which is friggin' amazing. That man, Dane Heer, is just, I love him. Just so grateful, and so grateful for Gary and Access and everything. These tools have changed my life. But I lay in bed going, okay, I'm going to make the demand, as you have indicated, to find out what it's like to be me. And what is it that I truly desire to create in the world? And one of the things, like before Access, you know, I created this business called Good Vibes For You. And I wrote a whole lot of stuff down. And I wrote this whole piece on vulnerability, which I don't know where it is. I'm actually, now's probably the time to have a look for it. Got time at home. And I wrote this whole piece on vulnerability because what I saw in the world was how people weren't willing to be vulnerable with themselves, with each other, and with the earth. And I wrote down these business ideas because I went, what could I be to change this and invite people to a different possibility? It's like people put up these barriers with each other. It's like, what is that? It's like, is that your, you know, what have you decided? And then you're safer. And like Brendan mentioned right at the beginning of this podcast, it's like, what if you were like, this is me. This is me. So I don't care if you like it or don't like it, but this is me, and be you and change the world. And that's a book that Dane Heer wrote. If you're looking for something to read, Be You and Change the World is a brilliant book. You can get it on Amazon.com, delivered to your door. And like, I put a photo on my phone today that is of the grass. It's a really, I think it's a nice artistic photo, but it's of the grass in my backyard because one of the things I realized was I would like to ask to be more connected to the earth, even more than what I currently am. So that's one of my requests. And I don't know what else I'm requesting yet.
That is the biggest bit. I don't know what I'm requesting yet. Because most of us look from the place of, okay, how do I figure out what I'm asking for before I ask it? You don't have to. You don't have to figure it out. But you also, the kindness with you is from that place of, okay, so what am I that I haven't been willing to look at?
Yeah.
Like, what am I? And you spoke to a lot of different things with what you just said. It's like, because most of us, we busy our lives up. We go, okay, well, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to deal with that. I'm going to make myself busy because when I'm busy, I don't have to be present. Well, then, okay, now that I'm not busy, how do I be present with me? And talk about taking being you to a whole different level. Yeah. We are doing that right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whatever you've decided is uncomfortable about it, will you please destroy and uncreate all that?
Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
So whatever you've decided you can't handle with it, will you please destroy and uncreate all that?
Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. In everything you've decided that you need, because if you take away the need and the necessity, what you have is, oh my goodness, the C word, choice. And do you even know what the fuck you want to choose?
Nope.
So, I mean, you've got to start to look at this. I highly recommend jumping on Brendan's call. Brendan, you've been such a
gift. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be epic.
For so many years. And the one thing I mean, if anyone knows me, they'll probably know this is true, but I'm not the easiest person to process. And you lived with me for 8 years.
What?
And you were my living facilitator for at least the last three, 4 years that you dared. But you never let me get away with anything, but you never pushed me. You never forced me. You invited me.
I know, and I'm not going to do that on this call either. So if you want to get on it, it's going to be torturous.
Well, it's interesting. It's like with the distractor, when you said that to me last night and the distractor implants, and it's like how many people use money, like the money you have or the money you don't have as a distraction, or you use business as a distraction, or you use relationship as a distraction, you use sex as a distraction. It's like, what are you currently using as a distraction that keeps you from allowing you to discover the magic, the miracles, the mysteries, and the possibilities that are available for you and your bodies?
Like,
and everything
that
doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, where you destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, please. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine shorts, boys, meals.
Oh, I so adore you, Brendan Watt.
How I adore you too. And it's like the energy of choice is choosing. And most people go, oh my God, what are you talking about? How do I choose? You just do it and then you figure it out. Every single choice you make leads to a different choice, but you don't know what that choice is going to be until you make the first one. So we learn how to choose by choosing. And it's like, and we, as kids, it's like we did it, no problem. We went, oh, I'll choose, I'll do whatever I'm doing. But then we went, okay, now how do I get it right? How do I get my choice right? How do I not be wrong? How do I figure this out? And we start slowing our lives down into this reality that we can control based on how we judge ourselves. If you had no judgment of you, what would you choose?
And everything at that is times of Godzilla, where you destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and meons.
Well, as you know, we were talking about distractions and then you're asking this, and as a child, if you, like, you know, do you remember when you were a kid and time was so irrelevant? Like, I mean, I was told you've got to come inside when the street lights go on, and you'd always go, oh, I didn't see the lights go on. You're right. But you didn't look at your watch and go, how long do I have for this? You just chose, and you kept choosing. And what I'm noticing with this, you know, I was in sparkling isolation, which is, it's called quarantine if you're in France, and sparkling isolation anywhere else in the world, which I loved. Christopher Hughes came up with that. And I noticed that time became really irrelevant. It didn't matter what time of the day it was. I lost count of my days. Like, I would have to go to a calendar and count up the amount of days from when I arrived back in the country. Whereas when I'm not in sparkling isolation, we're not in, you know, the stay at home, I'm very aware of the time. I'm aware of what day it is of the week. And now it's like, whatever. And that's how kids function. And kids also don't judge their bodies until they're told and it's projected at them that they should judge their bodies.
Oh. Yeah.
So what choices do you have available that you have not been willing to acknowledge that you have available, that if you did acknowledge they were available, would allow you to create a completely different reality to the one you are currently choosing? And everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pardon, bark, all nine, shorts, boys, meons.
So let's give people a few, like, you were talking about 10-second increments to me yesterday as well. Yeah. And I know you're at Gary Douglas and Dane Hughes Ranch in Texas in Blyberville, and it's so beautiful and so pretty. And one of the things that you briefly mentioned to me was with 10-second increments, and Gary said to you, go outside. Can you talk a little bit about that and that life?
Yeah. But first I want to say is most of us come up with this thing of what we've already decided we need to choose. We go, okay, so I'm choosing this as my life. But once again, that doesn't allow you to be present in it. And we go, okay, so I'm choosing to be married. I'm choosing to be in a relationship. I'm choosing to have this much money. I'm choosing. So we're using choice as a chosen rather than choosing it. And chosen is not choosing. So stop. So everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and create it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
So now if you went, okay, so I have 10 seconds to live the rest
can
of
I
my
just,
life.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? I just want to give a little bit more information on that choosing and chosen. So let me give you an example. Say you're at work and you get you're working with a company or whatever people, and then you get a promotion. So you just became the chosen. Now, how many people just go, oh, I got a promotion, that's what I'm going to choose because I got the promotion. Where is the choice for you in that, rather than going, oh, actually it's a promotion in that person's eyes or in the company's eyes. Is that actually truly something that I would like to choose? So you become the choosing, not the chosen. Same thing in relationships. You see relationships all over the place where someone chooses someone else. So you became the chosen. And then what if you actually looked at it and went, oh, but would I like to choose this? So you become the choosing. So anywhere that you're functioning from being chosen, and somewhere you delusionally think that that's actually acknowledging you. It's like, no, what if the greatest acknowledgement of you was you get to choose? So someone or something chooses you, and then you stop and go, okay, does this actually match the energy of what it is that I would like to be in the world for me and the planet? And then you get to choose. So it's not fighting against, it's not aligning and agreeing or resisting and reacting. It's allowing yourself to be in question and allowing you to choose for you. And everything at that is times of Godzilla and we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what have you chosen that you now have to keep choosing based on the choice that you've made, that if you realize that you have 10 seconds to choose the rest of your life, you would make a different choice? Everything that is, times you go zillion, destroying and create it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. If you're please listen to this podcast again. There are so many gems in here.
What have you chosen that you've decided you need to keep choosing, that if you realize that it was a choice, you could make a different choice and live in the 10 seconds of choice?
And everything at that is where you destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So when Gary said that thing to me yesterday, I was like, I've heard about 10 seconds of choice. I've done it, been there.
I've heard about that.
Heard about it, never lived my life fully from it. And when he said it, I went, oh, okay. So I do have 10 seconds to live the rest of my life What am I going to choose? And it's interesting being out here with all the animals and everything. It's like I have 10 seconds. What can I choose in this 10 seconds that will contribute to the next 10 seconds? What can I choose in this 10 seconds that will allow me to be present in this 10 seconds? So the thing with choices is we go, yeah, well, I'm choosing this because it's right now, but I'm also choosing this because it's going to contribute or create something in the future. So what future are you not willing to be aware of with the choices that you make right now that don't allow you to be present?
And everything at that is really destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And that's kind of like a head fuck of magnitude, because you go, well, but how do I be present if I'm in the future as well? Well, what's the difference?
I mean, you can take it down to something so simple that, like, tomorrow morning I'm going to be going to the farmer's market in Noosa because I love the produce.
You are? Can you get me some tomatoes?
Yes, my love. And okay. And but you walk around there and it's like, so to me, when something pings, it's like, say if the tomatoes ping, the Noosa Reds, like, they're so amazing, and it's like they ping, then I buy them. But I don't stand there and go, well, what am I buying them for? I've got to work it out. I've got, what, how am I going to use the tomatoes? How many salads am I going to make? Am I going to cook them in something else? It's like they just ping, so I choose it. So what if you just chose what pinged you?
Well, and that's the other thing with choice. What if I just chose? And it's like for a lot of us, we try and figure everything out and go, how do I make the right choice? It's like you're not going to know what you want to choose until you choose it.
Yeah, I could bring those tomatoes home and give them to someone or not eat them or eat them
throw them in the bin.
Anything.
Who gives a fuck? Throw them in the bin.
And everything in that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. But it's like the joy in choosing is not what the choice creates. It's the choosing of it. And for most of us, what we do is we go, well, I'm choosing this, so it's going to create all this. And just choose something, anything. And then
don't justify your choices.
Don't justify it and then go, okay, how did that work? Is that really what I want to create as my life? Oh, no, it's not. Okay, good. I won't choose it again.
Well, I'll give you a good example. Most of you would have taken someone home throughout your life and, you know, shagged them and then woke up in the morning and gone,
I've never done that.
You're a virgin. Hate to say that you're not.
I have a child.
You have a child. You've had proof that you're not a virgin.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have lived with you for 8 years, Brendan, if you didn't put out, can I just say?
Exactly. I wouldn't live with me if I didn't put out either.
But how many of you have taken someone home and then you woke up and go, whoops, that wasn't my, you know, that wasn't maybe the best choice. Don't judge it. You choose again. Same thing with everything. It's like, don't judge your choice. Just keep choosing.
Well, and yeah, and that's the thing I'm going to dive deep into with this C word thing is I'm going to be diving deep into that place of getting where you decided that you need to start judging yourself in order to choose is the thing that I'm going to blow up.
Boom.
I'm going to fucking blow that shit up because I don't see how that creates any ease in anyone's life. We need to get to this place where you can actually start choosing for you. And the thing that I know about myself is I don't even know what that is. All I know is I want a better life. I want to be greater every day. I want to be more of me every day. I don't know what it takes to get to that, but I know I have choice and I will choose it. So at what age did you begin judging yourself in order to learn how to choose that's given you the life that doesn't allow you to have choice?
And everything at that is times for dealing, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, meons. So I'm going to have fun torturing everyone. It's going to be wonderful.
You are. And so your program starts on 15th of April, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And then also you get to, we've got Brennan and myself are doing two classes together over the next 2 months, well, at least. And one of them is called Relationship Done Different. And it's going to be on Zoom, and it's 3 hours a day for 5 days, which is like a 2.5 day class. It starts on the 30th of April in Australia. I'm really excited about this. There's lots of languages coming on, people from all over the world, and you get to see, you know, our faces. We get to see you. You can turn your camera
off. Do I have to be
off.
On camera?
Yes, you do. You do. Okay. I do. You and I do. Everyone else has choice. And then we've got one more class coming up, which is also the same theme, and it's a Choice of Possibilities class starting on the 15th of May. Both those classes that we're doing, foundation is a prerequisite. So bars and foundation, which you still have plenty of time to do both of those. So if you want to find out more information, you can also email my, I like to call them the conglomeration of idiots, all of the bunch of idiots working together to create something, greater. And that's at sm@accessconsciousness.com. And you can find them on the accessconsciousness.com website. Please go check out Brendan's on brendanwatt.com and, have fun wherever you are in the world. Choose joy, choose in 10-second increments. And we could talk about this forever. So I'm actually going to call it quits right now. And I adore you all out there in the world. And please know that you're not alone. Even though there's these running themes of the energy that comes out of like depression, lonely, etc. What if we outcreated that? And what if we changed that and we had joy and happy and possibilities and magic and miracles and a hell of a lot more show up.
And us, yeah.
Beyond reality, yeah.
And us, if I was choosing to be an infinite being, would I ever be alone?
Yeah, because you as an infinite being cannot be alone.
And just ask it. It's like, and that's another thing with choice is you won't figure that part out. You won't know where that's going to go because you can't make sense of it. Ask, if I was choosing to be an infinite being right now, would I be alone? And then turn the TV on or do something. Get up and choose. But allow that choice, that one choice that you've just made, to come into existence.
Just don't turn the news on for like 8 hours a day.
If you've got CNN on speed dial, don't do it.
Brendan, big hugs to you. I'm so grateful for you in my life and what else is truly possible. And thank you for coming on here. And
I love you. Thank you for coming on my show. My show. One person change.
You're welcome. All right. Big virtual kisses and hugs to everyone else. Bye-bye.